Scientists say they've made progress in identifying hidden HIV cells that could help clear a path to a cure. But those living with HIV aren't celebrating yet. Sarah White prepared this report.
It's very exciting because it allows us to really pinpoint where HIV is hiding.
That's Associate Professor Sarah Palmer, who has reason to be excited. Her team at the Westmead Institute of Medical Research say they are closer to finding a cure for HIV.
We hope that it is a step towards a cure, absolutely. By identifying these cells and targeting these cells, then our plans would be to then cure HIV-infected individuals and to help and assist with developing a cure for HIV-infected individuals.
By locating the hidden cells in people living with HIV, Associate Professor Palmer says they will be able to target them, which has never been done before.
So we could find specific markers for these cells and then actually target treatments directly towards these cells and eliminate this last little bit and remnant of virus from the body.
Her team's report was published this week and has been met with enthusiasm from other experts, like Professor Damien Purcell, who specialises in virology.
Well, the discovery is a very important technological advance that enables us to see for the first time where the most important residual virus remaining in patients who've been on therapy for a very long period of time, where that virus exists and how we might be able to sharpen our focus to address that and get rid of it.
Professor Purcell is from the Doherty Institute, but it's not the first time he's heard of a possible cure for HIV.
The eradication of HIV is a very difficult quest, and we've had ups and downs at many points along the path to looking at a cure, and I think a cure is probably still a long way off.
Last year, there were 36.7 million people living with HIV in the world. Craig Cooper is one of them. He's also chief executive of the group Positive Life.
Really good news that there is continued research into HIV and that scientists are continuing to reveal the secrets that need to be revealed so that hopefully improved treatments and potentially a cure into the future can be established.
As someone living with HIV, is this something that will impact your life?
In terms of providing hope into the future that there is continued work in this area, it does immediately. The impact of this news is quite a good news story. In terms of what that means in the longer term, how the science is actually going to be and this new piece of information is going to be used by the scientists and pharmaceutical companies, we'll wait and see how that plays out over time.
Craig Cooper from Positive Life, ending Sarah White's report.